Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is, we've already had her 16th anniversary. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and in about 3 months, we'll celebrate her 17th anniversary with us. She's the author of all the books that you should care about on small business taxes, the J.K. Lasser series, 2015. If it's not out, it should be out any minute now. She, among many other books, and including Smooth Failing, which is an outstanding ebook. And she's our good friend Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Is 2015 out?
It is out. It's available at Amazon, and J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2015 was the number one new release. So
all right.
Really well. And,
good deal.
And it's doing good.
Congratulations. Yeah. I've been telling you about it, folks, since 1998. I'm glad to say that. Barbara, one of the things that I know you've been covering lately in your work is what you call the sharing economy. Explain what that means and then tell us how it works.
Well, we've seen a lot of it in the consumer end, where you don't need to use everything all the time. So you don't need to own or rent the whole thing. You just use and pay for what you need. So, you know, with the cars, with the Zip cars and things like that, where you're just using what you need. When it comes to business, the concept is really great and can be used as well. So that, for example, you might not need a fancy office to meet with clients all the time. So you can use these virtual offices where you just rent or pay for the
executive
time that you
suites.
Need them. The executive
those are 30, 40 really years old. I was in an executive suite 30 years ago, and then I was in executive suite 25 years ago.
Exactly, but it's well beyond that these days. For example, businesses can share equipment.
Yep.
You're not using equipment 24/7, and so you can work that out. I knew this one person who was a baker, and she made arrangements with a bakery that didn't operate 24/7,
right,
that she could use it. I think she could go in like at, you know, 1 in the morning,
right,
to use the ovens, but these professional ovens, but she could do her home-based cookie business,
right,
without having to...
In a commercially licensed kitchen. It meets the government specifications.
Precisely. And look, it's a win-win because the bakery got some payment,
right,
from her for the use of the space,
yep,
that they didn't, and it was time that they didn't need to be using their equipment. And it's a great solution for the right situation. It,
mm-hmm,
you know, obviously doesn't work for everybody in every situation, but where you can think about it. Look, businesses have been doing this with independent contractors,
right,
too. They don't,
right,
need to have a full-time employee. They just use a contractor to the extent the work has to get done.
And the thing is, folks, this idea isn't new, but the marketplace acceptance and the development of the technology
yeah,
and the development of niches, right, Barbara, that has allowed this to actually be practical now.
That's right, and I think we've been reorienting our thinking towards this, so you,
right,
don't have to have it all kind,
right,
of thing. You just, you know, you just be more frugal and, you know, ecologically conscious.
And think about it. I mean, here's the thing. I've always been the kind of person that I wanted to own my own stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
but
I got to get over that sometimes, right? That's the whole point, is I have to. That was the acceptance part I was talking about a minute ago. But, you know, Barbara, with the year you joined me on the show, I was telling people one of the things you're going to have to do in the 21st century is get better at strategic alliances. And sharing resources is an example of a strategic alliance.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely.
So I think
also as a business owner, it might be a new revenue stream for you if you have resources that you don't need all the time that you can lease out or rent out. And, again, it's a revenue stream that you might never have thought about.
Yep, absolutely. Barbara, give us the website, please.
My website is BarbaraWeltman.com.
W-E-L-T-M-A-N. Barbara and I will be right back after these messages. I'm going to get some of that good tax information. If there is such a thing as good tax information, it's good if it helps you stay out of trouble, right? That's the way we're looking at it. After these messages with our good friend Barbara Weltman, 20 Tail, I'm Jim Blastingame. Stay with me.
Born on the bayou. Born on the bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blastingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.